Tiki, can you explain to me what the hell's going on with Mike Kafka? He was the play caller, then they took it away from him, then they gave it back to him, then they took it away from him, and now there are reports that he's going to get the play calling again. And also the Giants, remember, they didn't let him go to a lateral job a year ago.
Yeah.
This feels like a real tortured relationship.
Well, you got to remember in 2022, the first year, Daniel Jones was asked later in the season who was calling plays.
That was 23, right? Because 22.
No, because 23.
22 was the good year, the first year of Daboll, and it seemed like it was a complete Kafka production. And then in 23, when they were struggling.
So it was earlier in the season.
Yeah.
Because he only played six games.
It was early
in 23.
I feel
like that was later in the season. But earlier in the season, I remember Daniel Jones getting asked. I don't remember the circumstances of why he was asked who was calling plays. Or maybe there was a report that came out that maybe Dabes was taking control over the meetings and then ultimately calling the plays. And I remember Daniel Jones saying something to the extent of, well, it's Mike's voice I hear.
Right.
But it didn't answer the question. Like, is Mike just telling you the play? Is Dave's calling? Like, what's the communication like? And then, obviously, the next year, it completely got taken away from Mike Kafka. But they didn't want to lose Mike Kafka.
Right.
I think they value him as a coach and his what he can contribute as a shared mind, like, you know, sharing ideas. You need someone like that on your staff. And Mike Kafka's a good one, simply because who he was as a player, and then ultimately who he coached under when he was with Andy Reid with the Kansas City Chiefs. So they didn't want to lose him. That's why they blocked him, right, from those offensive coordinators.
Right. It was a lateral job, but it probably would have been a job in which he was calling plays.
Right.
He wasn't calling plays last year.
Who replaces him
right.
with the Giants?
Right.
So now Dabes is fully in charge of being the head coach, but then now he's also fully in charge of being the offensive play caller and developer. And so I think there was a value. So they promoted him and gave him the assistant head coaching job. But now, as we sit here in this offseason, it feels like he's kind of in no man's land unless they give him back the play calling duties.
Mm-hmm.
And the play call, and I think that's happening from an organizational standpoint.
Well, it sounds
I'm not saying it's John Mara saying give back the play calling, but I think it's we have to address this in some capacity.
It could be, though, because remember when this season ended and John Mara met the media and was talking about, hey, look, I'm sick and tired of this. We mm-hmm. better win. One of the things he brought up was Brian Daboll calling plays.
Yeah.
That they were going to talk about.
Yes.
And then Brian Daboll said, yeah, I'm thinking about giving up play calling. And I'm like, yeah, dude, yeah, you're thinking of giving up play calling. Your boss basically said,
yep.
maybe you should give up play calling. So the whole thing is really, really strange to me because he was really good in 22, was bad in 23 in which he lost his gig calling plays.
Yep.
Then in 24, we're like, yeah, we're not going to let you leave. We'll give you this promotion, but you're still not calling plays. Brian Daboll is going to call plays. And then let's face it, the offense was even worse. So Daboll did a terrible job. Not that it was all calling plays, obviously, but the offense went backwards. Now we're going back to it.
Yeah, but
it just doesn't feel like good.
He's also in the running, even I don't think it's his job to win for the New Orleans Saints job.
Right.
And so, assuming he doesn't get that job, then he's going to be back with the Giants and what's going to be the capacity.
You know what's really interesting about that Saints job? So, I don't think he's going to get it. It really feels like Kellen Moore is going to get that job.
And they're waiting.
And they're waiting because the Eagles are in the Super Bowl. There was a report last week, and I find this funny and sort of awkward and kind of interesting, that if Mike Kafka got the job in New Orleans as the head coach, he was going to hire Wink Martindale as his defensive coordinator.
I did see that.
And that's funny to me because it sounded like Wink and Daboll at the end wanted to beat each other up.
Right.
And now Kafka's like, yeah, as soon as I'm out of here, I'm bringing Wink back. There's something fishy about that.
It doesn't make much sense, to be honest with you. I get why people would speculate on that, but unless it was directly from Mike Kafka's mouth, why would he bring back Wink?
Maybe he's on Team Wink and not on Team Dabes.
Yeah, but
and he's being held hostage as the offensive coordinator.
I don't know, man.
I know, that's very fan fiction, but yeah. I'm just putting the things together. Sean, you want to spin that in a positive way for the Giants? Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, boy, Wink Martindale leaving another place after 1 year. What a snake that would look like for him, number one. Number two, no, look, I don't think there's a way to spin this as positive. I think this makes the Giants look, even if it's not real, highly dysfunctional between Kafka and Daboll, but I think it just comes down to...
I don't know if it's dysfunctional. Well, I think it's more... Dabes felt like he was better at calling plays, and he wanted control. If he's going to lose his job, I'm going to lose it myself.
Yes.
Right? Because we all know, because we heard this from Connor, I think, told us this, that Dabbs has told people he thought he was coaching for his job this
year. Right.
And so if you're coaching for your job, you are going to put as much on your plate as you possibly can.
I get that.
And so that's one of the reasons he couldn't lose Mike Kafka, because now it's really all on his plate. Head coach, coordinator, developing, etc. And so, but the reality is they were best in 2022 when Mike Kafka was calling the plays and Dabbs was just influencing them in certain situations.
So what happens this time around? Same thing?
I think it would be.
He calls plays and Dabbs is influencing him?
It'd be suggestions.
Yeah.
Hey, think about this. Think about XYZ. I mean, it obviously takes a lot more preparation when you're the head coach and you want influence over the play calling, but you're not calling the plays.
Right.
But I think it's worth it. Especially if it frees him up to do other things.
Yep. Let's go to Kyle in Smithtown. How you doing, Kyle?
How are you guys? I just got to say, screw Saquon Barkley. Screw the Eagles. The thought of any self-proclaimed Giants fan rooting for his success in the Super Bowl makes me sick. I can honestly say, and this is not an overreaction, that watching the Eagles win the Super Bowl this year would be the worst, most devastating outcome of any sports season for me personally, far surpassing the 04 Red Sox. I could not
think. Wow. Now, Sean, you're a Yankee fan, so it's good to ask you this. How would you compare your own team blowing a 3-0 lead to the arch rivals versus Saquon leaving the Giants to go to the Eagles, having this all-time season, and let's say winning Super Bowl MVP as the Eagles win the Super Bowl?
The Red Sox is still worse.
Good.
Because we literally blew the 3-0 lead that set them up, and it broke a curse.
Right.
The Eagles did just win a Super Bowl in 2018. They just were in a Super Bowl 2 years ago. So it is nowhere, it's not the Red Sox, but
it's up there.
It's up there because we as Giants fans, with no control over this, keeping having our noses rubbed in it. It's not just the Eagles. It's every time Saquon has a big play, it's, hey, Giants, how'd you let him go? And that part of it is getting beyond what it was six weeks ago.
I want you to do, actually, I shouldn't say I want you to do. You don't have to do it. I'm going to make a request. Can I make a request?
You always can, Evan.
A Cinco request for Sean Morash at some point.
Well, it's not going to be in 4 minutes.
No, not today, obviously. It would have to be if the Eagles win the Super Bowl. If they don't win the Super Bowl, you can shelve it or maybe use it some other time. Your five worst experiences as a sports fan where it doesn't involve your own team. Because the thing I disagree with them about is your team lost.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than
that. You're not in this conversation.
Yeah.
It's just a player from your team.
Right.
Former player from your team.
And look, I get it. There are moments as a sports fan that pain me that do not involve my team. But when it involves your team, come on. Of course that's worse. Mm. It's your team.
It has to be.
It has to be. So I think the fair list you can make is the five worst kind of painful sports moments that just don't involve your team. It may involve a rival.
That's going to be hard because ultimately you're going to say, do I really care?
Well, this
look at him.
No,
you don't think
I'll
he cares?
I know. Can you think of one off the top of your head?
Yes, the 2018 Eagles beating the Patriots, it bothered me twofold. Number one, the Eagles, we always held over the you never won a Super Bowl thing. And number two, now you beat the Patriots, that was our thing.
Yeah. I'll tell you right now.
But we did it first.
And did it twice, but still bothered me.
Still bothers him. Like, I'll tell you, this is right up Loogie's alley.
Mm-hmm.
LJ four-point play. Killed me. I hated that. I'm being fair. Like, that was, and that didn't involve my team.
Mm-hmm.
Did
you hate LJ?
No, I hated the Knicks and their fans. I got nothing against LJ.
So, Sean knows this because it's our mutual Yankee fan friends. A lot of our friends that root for the Yankees were rooting. Now, they made it to the World Series. They were rooting for the Yankees to miss the playoffs because they're rooting for change. If Saquon Barkley and the Eagles win the Super Bowl, can you imagine Brian Daboll and Joe Shane walking into John Mara's office or vice versa?
Well, I'm not sure how. Are you arguing that they would that John Mara would fire them?
No,
now?
I mean I would like to, but I won't.
But they're not.
Like, and I don't know how it translates it. But we saw where John Mara was at. It's become an internet meme where he was at trouble, losing sleep. I can't sleep. If Saquon goes to the Eagles, now Saquon wins a Super Bowl with the Eagles. Mm-hmm. Do you think that just like kicks the organization in the ass a little bit?
I will tell you this. Since John Mara admitted when we had him on, he's very similar to me. Didn't he admit that, basically?
Yeah. Yes.
Me and him are very similar.
He's a fan.
Okay, we're fans. What I would say is, even though John Mara decided to keep Brian Daboll and Joe Shane, he definitely decided to keep them, I think he was closer to firing them because of the success that Saquon and the Eagles had. And that wouldn't have been a good reason, by the way. I'm not defending. It wouldn't have been a good reason. He ends up keeping them, but I think in his mind, when he was going through, all right, I could fire these guys, I could keep these guys, there's no question he was bothered by how this happened and how it looked. But If he didn't fire them then, everything he said at the end of the season stands. They better win this year. They're on the hot seat, whether he used that phrase or not. I think it was obvious with what he said. And so them winning on Sunday, next Sunday, is not going to make any difference. It's over now. So I think it would be flawed logic, Tommy, if it's you or if it's any of your friends saying, hey, I'm rooting the Eagles for the Eagles because I want the Giants to be so embarrassed, change happens.
I guess my question is then, if the Eagles win this game and they stop a three-peat and this Eagle team, like it or not, is going to be an immortal team, just like the Giants were that knocked off the Patriots undefeated, what is going through John Mara's mind?
Well, I think he's pissed, but I don't think it's going to change anything.
So, okay. Yeah.
How can it?
I don't know.
What can happen?
I don't know. I'm just thinking, though, because the Giants have become like, they're almost like tied to this run as the butt of the joke.
I know, but it's not going to, he may be bothered by it, like truth serum, because I think John, if like John Mara was asked point blank, if someone got to him and said, hey, Mr. Mara, are you rooting for Saquon in the Super Bowl? I think he would be classy and say, no, we love Saquon, blah, blah, blah. He'd probably say what you said. I'm rooting for him. I could never root for the Eagles. I'm sure deep down, he's like, oh, my God, I can't take this anymore. Do I really need Kevin Burkhardt to say, oh, is he sleeping at night? Like, I'm sure it bothers him from a human level. But I always thought when Yankee fans had that thought that you cited of, I hope we miss the playoffs because I want such embarrassment they fire everybody. I always thought that was flawed thinking. I think that's like a weird fanish thing to think. But it's not really the case.
Because Hal and John Mara wouldn't think like that, like us as fans.
No.
Even though John Mara is a Giants fan. That's why I'm asking that, because
no,
he
I
is
think
a
it
fan.
Added, I, like I said, I think it added to his thought, but once they weren't fired at the end of the season, whether we agree or disagree, it was a month ago now. Yeah. It's over. There's nothing you could do about it. That's it. The result of next Sunday's game certainly isn't changing anything. Boy, this game next Sunday. I can't wait. I really can't. You know, for anyone who says, oh, I'm not watching the Super Bowl, oh, my God, this is a sexy Super Bowl, I must admit.
It is. There's a lot of great storylines in the Super Bowl.
The three-peat,
yeah.
The Eagles being obnoxious, Saquon Barkley, like, I got to tell you, it's a great Super Bowl. It started to make me think, though, because everyone...
Aren't the Chiefs more obnoxious?
To some people, they are. Yeah, not to me. I mean, you ask me. You ask Sean, who's more obnoxious?
Oh, the Eagles.
The Eagles. Mm. Yeah. I think most of America disagrees. It's funny, I was thinking about this the other day. So,
yeah, it's local to us, so that's why I feel
of course,
that way.
Of course, I admit that. Everyone, I don't say everyone, but most people are going to place a bet at the Super Bowl. Like, we could do it with FanDuel or what have you. I was thinking about this last night. What's the first bet I ever made in my entire life? I was thinking about it. I got the answer. It finally hit me. Have you ever made a bet, Tiki?
Yeah, mostly on soccer.
Do you remember your first one?
No.
See? Unlike Tiki. Because he's made so many, he doesn't remember his first. I remember my first.
I don't.